2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah. Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:01 on your Thursday morning. It's Eddie with Pretty and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Happy Thursday.
Yes.
Finally, we made it.
Woo. Okay, let's go home now.
Exciting times.
We did it,
Pretty. Well done, Eddie.
Yeah.
Social distance, high five, fist bump in the air. Just give yourself a high five. How's everyone doing?
Good. Yeah, I went for a massage last night with Liz.
Excuse you.
Well, it wasn't really a massage. It was more like a pain experience because...
Do you have a lot of knots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same.
It was like elbow in my back for the whole time. I was like, this is not enjoyable.
Because I'm the same like you. I'm always very tensed, especially around the shoulders, etc.
Must be this desk, I think.
Maybe. So I had gone for a massage maybe a month ago.
Right.
My first in a very long time.
Yeah.
It was the opposite of anything relaxing. It was the most painful thing. And she was like, it was the lightest. I was like, can you just be a little bit lighter? And it was so painful.
Well, this one we go to is on Al Wassel Road. It's like a Chinese spa, right?
Mm.
And they stand on your back.
No way.
They grab the things up there and they stand on your back. It's like a proper, really, really good one, actually.
But did you feel better afterwards?
I don't... Not really.
No.
I feel a bit sore, actually. Hopefully it'll...
Maybe tomorrow it'll be better.
Yeah. But she said you need to come at least once a week.
Oh, really?
You're meant to go at least like once a week or something.
How?
I'd love to be at the point where I've not got one single knot in my body, but that's not possible.
It's not possible.
No.
Is that a... No, that's not possible.
I was thinking there must be people who are dead, who are like really...
Relaxed.
Yeah. I like supple skin and stuff.
No, supple skin. No, but I think it also has to do with a lot with posture.
Right.
And if you're sitting at home or
a
if
lot.
You're sitting at a computer, even if you're content in life, I think it just has to do a lot with your posture and where your neck sits and everything, right?
Yeah, and how you sleep and stuff.
And exactly.
Well, anyway, that was 500 dirhams later. That was my day yesterday.
So for 500 dirhams, you paid someone to stand on your back and feel sore.
Yeah, and it was a painful experience.
Sounds fun.
What did you do?
What did I do? Nothing really exciting, to be honest.
Any nearer to the house date? Come on, Pretty. Are you moving in soon?
I told you I'm not going to say anything
until... She doesn't want to jinx it.
Because I swear, every time I say something, it gets jinxed.
Yeah. That means it's this weekend, Daddy.
So one of the days next week, I'm just going to walk in the studio and I'm going to say I'm living in the new house.
Well, I was looking at your Instagram yesterday when you were doing your dance in your tracksuits, and you wrote in the caption, "The guys working on my house must think I'm crazy." And then I looked at your back garden and I was very impressed.
Oh, why, thanks, Big Rossi.
It looks lovely, Eddie.
Yeah.
Despite it being a new house,
yeah.
It looks very well kept. Is that AstroTurf?
Yeah, that's why.
Is that it?
Because it's fake.
Cheater.
Because it's fake.
You cheater.
Anyways, listen, we are back with the Virgin Radio BMW Secret Sound just after 8 o'clock today. Win that brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so much fun. Wouldn't it be driving around the city?
Oh, it'd be amazing.
So good. Of course, the pop quiz returns at 7:10 as well.
We're also joined by Lee Ryan. He's going to be running 24 hours on a treadmill this weekend.
That is not a joke. That is legit. Yeah.
And I'm complaining about my massage and he's doing that.
Yeah, that is true. But you know what? Up next, we need you. Come on, just tell us hello. Set the mood for the Thursday morning right. Call us now, 04-871-5544.
Yes. What?
Okay.
Did you have your coffee?
No, not yet.
Get your coffee.
You're doing hand signals at me? I have no idea what, because I was
good
on my phone.
Good to know. Since we've worked together for 10 years, you don't know what that means. Eddie, let's go
on. Give us a call. 04-871-5544. We want to talk to you.
Wait. Waking you up.
Every morning.
Get up! The Chris Fade Show's Awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up.
Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
It is time to talk to you. What are you up to this morning? 0487155444.
Nicholas. Good morning, Nicholas.
Hi, Rossi, the big Rossi, Eddie, Pretty. Good morning to all of you.
Yes.
Good morning.
You sound great and energetic. What are you doing right now, Nicholas?
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to duty. I'm heading actually to DIP.
To DIP. Okay, what do you do there?
I'm one of those guys we call the delivery associate. Those guys who knock on your door in the morning and say, "Hello, ma'am, this is your delivery."
Oh, oh, you're my favorite person.
Yeah.
You make me so happy when there's a box or something that I, even though I know what I have ordered and I know what's in the box, it's like you're delivering a present to me. So I just want to say thank you for putting a smile on my face.
Sure, you're most welcome.
Aww. You guys keep this country moving, man. Keep the city moving. So that's amazing.
I'm sure it's been busy for you the last couple of months, right? It's got busier with the pandemic, has it?
Yeah. It was a little bit tricky as well as challenging. But then, you see, we managed to go through and we are still keeping it on.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. That's awesome. So how is it a busy day? What time till you do you work until?
Yeah, actually, our timing is 9 to 6.
Okay.
9 to 6.
And what's the company?
We have to prepare in the morning.
What's the company?
My company is iMile.
Okay. And you do a lot of Amazon deliveries as well?
Do we do?
You do, yeah. Yeah, you see, you can set up a delivery company and start delivering Amazon products.
Can you?
I think so.
Yeah.
You only need 5 vehicles and then you can do it.
Rossi's going to be doing this very soon. Yeah. Just to let you know, Nicholas.
I just need to get 3 more scooters, 3 more Vespas, and then I'm going to, you know, be your rival.
So long as it's a healthy competition, we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
That's good, mate.
That's good.
You're awesome, Nicholas. You have a great day. Drive safe, put a smile on everyone's face, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you guys too, you're making it every day a wonderful day for all of us, and we really appreciate your presence all the time.
Amazing.
And I'm just saying this is a very great day because I've been trying to get through, but unfortunately, I've never gone through, but today I just gave it a one kick and there I am.
Yeah, where are you from, Nicholas?
I'm from Kenya.
Kenya!
Wow. Hey,
my fellow kinsman.
I could tell you're happy. We've got a fellow Kenyan here. He's hosting the whole show across the nation right now. So, Eddie,
That's so great of him. I always hear him talking. And for sure, you guys, both of you, actually, all of you, including Chris, who is on vacation right now.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Send this comment to Chris as well, please, the audio. Well, thank you very much, Nicholas. Have a great day, mate.
You too, Chris. Rossi, Pretty, and Eddie.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, my man.
Mambo. How do I say thank you? Asante, sorry.
Karibu sana.
See you, brother. Bye.
Oh, man.
What a lovely guy.
Yeah, he
good
is.
Good way to start the show.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
I'm telling you right now, this is the juiciest gossip you will hear for a long time.
Okay. Well, listen, 6AMers, we love you that much right now that we're going to play this for you.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Go.
Forbes has released the 35th annual World's Billionaires list. Mm-hmm. Obviously, talking about all the money in the world. I'll give you the top 5 quickly. Mark Zuckerberg, $97 billion. Bill Gates in at number 4, wow. $124 billion. Number 3 is Bernard Arnault, $150 billion. He is the luxury owner of LVMH. Think Louis Vuitton, Sephora, Christian Dior.
Yep.
Number 2, Elon Musk, $151 billion. And for the 4th year in a row, Jeff Bezos from Amazon comes out on top. He is worth $177 billion. If you look right here in the UAE, you know who the richest person living in the UAE is? This will surprise you.
Who?
The owner of Telegram, the creator of Telegram, lives right here in the UAE. His name is Pavel Durov. Hmm. He is Russian. But he is worth $17.2 billion, and he lives right here in the UAE.
Wow. Oh my gosh, yeah, I remember Dubai Eye spoke to him. They interviewed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Pavel, we need to get him on.
Yeah, let's get him on. I want to be his friend.
Police have finally revealed what caused the Tiger Woods accident. Authorities say he was driving nearly twice the allowed speed limit. Think he was going up to 140 kilometers per hour in an area that was about 72. Here is what the authorities had to say.
There was no evidence of braking throughout this collision. It is speculated and believed that Tiger Woods inadvertently hit the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. We did not check his phone for texting, and there was really no need for to do that. Well, there's two factors, the speed and the failing to maintain the curvature of the roadway. That's it. There's nothing from the cell phone to indicate any type of distracted driving. It's believed that when you panic or you have some sort of a sudden interruption while you're driving, your initial thought is to hit the brake, and it's believed that he may have done that, but hit the accelerator. He doesn't have any recollection of the incident, and like I said, that's a speculation. There is zero braking throughout that recording of the data recorder, and it's 99% acceleration on the pedal.
How insane is that? Zero braking. He was going 140 in a 72 zone.
Double the speed.
Yeah.
And he kept on going.
And he just kept accelerating. As the officer said, maybe he panicked and he thought he was hitting the brake, but he hit the accelerator and he just blacked out, really. Like, wow. He was found unconscious, really. He had so many serious injuries. It's going to be a long road ahead for Tiger Woods.
Scary.
And finally, one of the most controversial beauty pageant endings. We thought Steve Harvey's mistake was big. There's nothing bigger than this.
Mm-hmm.
The Mrs. Sri Lanka pageant happened.
Mm.
Now, this woman named Pushpika Da Silva was crowned the winner. The reigning Mrs. World, Caroline Drury, came over, put the crown on her, right? Then a few moments later, after she did the whole walk, the wave, she comes back out on stage and says this.
I have a small request. As per the Mrs. World, Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married and not divorced. So, I'm taking my first step saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up.
What?
So she snatched the crown off the winner, Pushpika, put it on the first runner-up's head. The Pushpika storms off. Apparently a fight ensued. Now she's taken to Facebook saying she suffered injuries to her skull when her crown was snatched. And she said that I responsibly say that I am not a divorced woman, because that's what they were saying. The rule is if you're divorced, you can't win. Makes sense, right? It's a Mrs. World. So
okay.
you can't win. Mm-hmm. If I'm divorced, I challenge them to submit my divorce papers. So even though my symbolic crown has been snatched from my head, I would like to inform you that I've already taken the necessary legal action. Now, the director of the Mrs. Sri Lanka World Pageant says the crown will be returned to Pushpika.
Okay.
And he said that it was a disgrace what happened, that the reigning Mrs. World should not have done what she had done, and they will give the crown back to her. But what a controversial
drama.
Such a drama.
I know.
Apparently they say that Mrs. World, the one who snatched the crown, had a personal vendetta against the winner.
Makes sense.
There was something personal going on between these two women, and she was just taking her anger out. She didn't want her to win.
Is there a Mrs. India
competition? There must be.
Get in there, pretty.
I can't.
Get in there.
I'm not allowed.
Mrs. It's for the wives.
Don't you have to be, your nationality has to be Indian.
She's American.
I can go for the Mrs. USA pageant.
Yeah. Can't you do the Mrs. India as well?
No, because I'm not an Indian citizen.
Oh.
So I can go for Mrs. USA.
Anti-climax. All right. Sorry, it's just an idea. Sorry,
pretty. Let's just do it again.
Basically, I'm saying you're hot, all right?
Okay.
In a nice way.
Okay. Then.
Like friends, sort
just
of.
Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Friends
peace
way.
Out, home fries.
Time for a prank phone call right now.
Yeah, we're going to do restaurant roulette. So imagine Chris calls up one restaurant, places an order, then we put them on hold, call up another restaurant, and then get them to speak to each other and order to each other. If it sounds confusing, it is. This is called a restaurant roulette.
Cafe and Murur, guys speaking.
Yeah, hi there. I'd like to place an order for pickup, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Could I get two Ali lentil soups, thanks?
Two lentil soups?
Yes, please. I would like two cappuccinos.
Two cappuccinos.
One serving of Eggs Benedict.
One Egg Benedict.
Yeah, and I'll also like two chocolate milkshakes. Oh, I like chocolate milkshakes.
Two chocolate milkshakes.
Yeah. So could you just hold on for me, because I'm going to see what my mother wants as well?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for holding. I appreciate it. Hold on. So we've put them on hold. Time to call another one. Hi there. Sorry, I tried calling before. I was wanting to place an order.
Yes, please. Tell me, sir.
Could you just hold on for me? I'll just find out what my brother wants.
No worries.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you the order in a second here. Sir, could you please repeat the order for me?
You have two lentil soup with brown bread, two cappuccino, one egg benedict, and two chocolate milkshake.
Two lentil soup, right?
Yes, sir.
Two lentil soup with brown bread, two cappuccino,
one egg benedict, and two chocolate milkshake.
Let me repeat it, sir, okay? Two lentil soup.
With brown bread?
Cappuccino, yeah, with brown bread, two cappuccino, two chocolate milkshake, and one egg benedict.
Yes, sir.
Can I have your name, sir?
My name is...
Hi.
Yes.
Can I have your mobile number?
This is our number. I'm on work, that's why I'm not on my mobile.
No way, so that we can have my reference here, actually, so that we can call you every time the food is ready.
Can I have no mobile number? So can I call you when the food ready? Not you call me, sir.
If you don't have mobile number, I'll give you a mobile number. Just give me your phone number.
Yeah, but right now you're calling from Mo Anga Hood, yeah? You know our number already.
It's not in Al-Agar Hood, right? It's Mall of the Emirates. Okay? So this is called...
Yes. Right now I'm staying in Mo Cafe and Muros. You got it?
You're staying in Al-Muros, so you're going to pick up your food here in Mo Cafe, Mall of the Emirates, right?
No, how...
Okay, I'll just give you the number of Mall of Muruj, okay?
No, I'm not the customer. I'm stuck in Mo Cafe and Muruj right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah,
You are in Mall of the Emirates, yeah? And just tell me what's the problem, because just now I pick up the phone, and then I receive this.
You receive, and this is the order that you get, yeah?
No, I didn't receive, because just now he calling here, and then he not confirmed that he ordered from here.
Hi, sorry guys, I'd like to cancel the food. I made a mistake.
Hello, sir.
All right, sir.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. It's restaurant roulette.
So you order from Anmuros or you order from Mona Pimiret?
Just cancel all the orders. Thank you so much, though. Cancel all the orders.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Right. You're live on Virgin Radio. Yeah.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 7:04 for your Thursday morning with me, Chris. With me, Eddie, in for Chris with Brady and Big Rossi.
Did you just say I'm Chris? Yeah.
It's the chair. Blame the chair, man.
Yeah. One more week next week, and then Chris is back.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm gone.
And then you're gone.
Oh, and I'm gone as well.
And Eddie's gone.
Oh my gosh. So what is going to happen? Nala, is Nala still here?
Yeah, Nala's still there. Oh yes, I am.
What is going to happen next week? So who's going to do like all of your work, Eddie?
You.
You are. Enjoy. What?
You, have fun. You, Chris, and Nala can split it evenly.
Oh, yeah, okay. What? So 90% to me, 10% to Nala, and 0% to Chris.
Chris
okay.
is a good delegator.
Very good, yeah. I think I might start delegating again.
He's very good at delegating and making sure it gets done.
Well,
you know? He's good
we'll
at
try
that.
And do Eddie's job, but it's very hard to do it because he's a magician.
You'll manage to do it.
Yeah, I'll be all right, hopefully. I'll be maybe calling you a few times though, Eddie.
No worries. Anytime.
No. Eddie, no, you're on vacation. Turn it off. That's it. Switch off.
Talking about missing Chris, Duvet usually do an appearance on a Thursday, so we'll have to work something out for that.
Do you have something in store? Like, can you do something?
I'll put something together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll do that.
Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Right then, time to get a Thursday Pop Quiz contestant on, and we're going to go with Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Here he is.
What's going on, Jess?
I'm on the work run.
You're on the
work run.
You didn't hear what we were saying. You're on the work run.
Yeah, I'm on the work run. I'm driving to work right now.
Okay.
What do you do, Jess?
I work in oil and gas.
Oil
and gas. You got loads of money then?
Not so much, but I'm trying.
Yeah, where do you live?
I live in Dera.
Dera, okay. And there's some nice houses down there, big houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice place.
Good. And where are you from, Jess?
I'm from India.
India.
Whereabouts in India?
Kerala.
Kerala. Same as Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go there one day. It's meant to be beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
You would thoroughly enjoy going to Kerala. You would love it.
Can you party, Jess, in Kerala as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? It's really good.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Party animal.
Anyway, there is a party. Me and Eddie will be there.
Well, Jess, how about we get you a little bit closer to making more money, yeah? How about 10,000 dirhams cash? Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Okay, come so on, I've Jess. Got the 10 questions in front of me. Each of them is worth 100 dirhams. The most important key to this pop quiz is if you don't know an answer, just say pass.
All right, got it.
Okay, Jess, are you confident? You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, you sound energetic. Let's get you that cash. Jess, your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. Finish the actress's name. Sarah Jessica.
Jones.
True or false, Jared Leto played the Joker in The Dark Knight.
True.
Who had a 2010 hit with Teenage Dream?
Pass.
How many rings are in the Olympic logo?
Six.
Name Barack.
Okay, ten.
Name Barack Obama's wife.
Michelle Obama.
Who is older, Jennifer Lopez or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Tottenham Hotspur are a team in which sport?
Football.
Who sings the songs Lonely and Peaches?
Justin Bieber.
The Golden Arches are the logo of which food brand?
Pass.
What is Virgin Radio's website?
Virgin Radio.
Finish the actress's name. Sarah Jessica.
Hopper.
True or false, Jared Leto played the Joker in The Dark Knight.
False.
Who had a 2010 hit? 400 dirhams.
Whoa, thank you so much.
Not too bad,
well
right?
Well done, Jess.
So, Jess.
I mean, it's not easy. I guess I get it. It's very tense.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing. When you're playing along in your car and you're listening to someone else, you seem to know all the answers. But when you get on the radio,
yeah.
You kind of like, there's so many things going on, you sometimes forget things. So, Jess, here's what you got wrong. It's Sarah Jessica Parker. Katy Perry had the 2010 hit Teenage Dream. There are 5 rings in the Olympic logo. Oh, Jennifer Lopez is actually older than Beyonce. McDonald's has the Golden Arches. And our website, you should know this, Jess, is virginradiodubai.com.
I know that.
I know. You know these all. You could have won 10K, but it's okay. You got 400 dirhams. That's amazing. We hope you have an amazing weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well done, mate.
More chances to win
tonight.
Tonight, the Hour of Power.
Yeah, so get onto our website, virginradiodubai.com. If you're a Rack Bank customer, register, and we could be calling you back. So every Thursday, we usually get a duvet performance. You guys get us in the mood. You're the biggest cover band in the world. You and Chris together, a team, a duo.
I mean, like, I'm probably like 80%. Of duvet, he's 20. Like,
wow. No comment. So, last Thursday we didn't have Chris. This Thursday we don't have Chris. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
But what is happening right now, Russell?
Well, it's been a while since I've expressed my music through duvet. You know, I've felt
your feelings. You mean?
Yeah. Express my feelings through duvet. You know, like we usually sort of like sing every Thursday. So I'm a bit lost, really. I'm sort of missing him in a way.
Wait, what did you just say? Just say that again.
Sort of missing him pretty.
You're missing who?
Chris. He's in LA.
You miss him?
Yeah. And like, I'm missing him and I'm not arguing with anyone. You guys are being far too nice to me. I'm sort of lost. I'm picking arguments with people outside in the office about anything. I just miss arguing with him. He's in LA. I'm here. And I thought I'd express myself through music. So what I want you to do, if it's safe to do so, video yourself enjoying this duvet performance and tag Chris Fade on it.
This is because he wants to get in trouble. Rossi wants to get in trouble. But to be clear,
he will go mad. He will go mad if I do duvet on my own, but honestly.
But this isn't a normal duvet. This is an emotional, I miss you, Chris Fade duvet, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
You miss him and you just want to express your feelings through this song.
Yeah, but I also want you to tag him on the Insta stories because he'll go mad. So tag him, like video the radio or something, or yourself enjoying this song, and tag at Chris Fade, Chris with a K, K-R-I-S, Fade. And then let's see the reaction we get from this. This is Duvet, one half, a.k.a. me, and this is L.A. to Dubai. In the LA lights, a tattooed guy stares off out to the distance. Back home in Dubai, time goes by, I realize what I'm missing. Oh, that man bun here makes me shed a tear. I close my eyes and I fantasize. Oh, without you here, it's not my year. I need you back by my side. Oh, my guy, it's 8,000 miles between you and I. Oh, my guy, just 8,000 miles between LA and Dubai. My guy, it's 8,000 miles between you and I. Just 8,000 miles between LA and Dubai.
Back, Chris, I miss you. I really, really miss you.
The Duvet performance was great. If you missed it, Rossi wrote a song about his emotions, about how much he's missing Chris Fade. Chris is in LA.
Well, I just miss arguing with him. That's it.
You miss arguing with him?
Like, I'm always prepared for an argument when I come to work.
Yes.
And now it's a little bit weird because
it's nice.
I'm not arguing with anyone.
Do you want to have, like, do you want to try to have an argument?
Well, we can try, but it's one thing that annoyed me about you the other day, actually, pretty.
Oh, gosh, it's starting off great.
Is you're moving into this new place, and you have gone with the complete wrong option. Because you asked on Instagram stories the other day, what oven should I get, electric or gas? I said, don't ever get gas, pretty, because you have to keep replenishing the bottles.
And I said, I'm very organized. I'm able to do that.
Yeah, but it's just another job that you don't need. Get an electric oven.
No, I haven't. So I got a combo. I got gas on top, electric oven.
So you've got a gas hob. Is that what you're saying?
What's a hob?
Where you put the pans on top.
Yes, correct.
Right. Well, why though? Because
because it's easier for cooking, man. I'm Indian. We make Indian food. I don't want my chai to take an hour. I need it done faster.
I guarantee one day you're going to want to cook something and you'll be out of gas. And then you'll have to wait for the gas man to come. I can't come. Tomorrow I'll come.
No, Rossi. It'll be fine. I'm
electric is the way to go. Honestly, I don't know why you would go for the gas. I'm so disappointed, really.
Why is disappointed? Excuse you. Why is electric so good?
Because you don't have to worry about it. It's always there. It's on. You just turn the oven on and then cook. You don't have to wait for a gas bottle to rock up.
Why are they late sometimes?
You'll see. You'll see, pretty. You've gone for the complete wrong option. And I want to have an argument with you about it.
Is this not an argument?
Well, it's just I need a bit more aggression from you because... it's not the same as Chris would usually argue.
I mean, I do understand where you're coming from, though. Like, I do get that it could be easier with an electric.
You don't have to, like, call someone up all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe you're right.
No, you know, you're not meant to say that. You're meant to say that.
What?
You're meant to argue with me here. Like, argue
no,
your point.
No, Rossi, I think you're right.
This doesn't work. Come back, Chris.
What is everyone watching right now, Rossi?
Ooh.
Recommendations. Let's do this. We haven't done this in a while, actually.
I started watching last night, Seaspiracy.
Oh, you know, everyone's been talking about that. That's a documentary on Netflix about fishing, right?
That's right, apparently, yeah. Someone said to me that they'll never have sushi again after watching it.
Really?
I only got through it a little bit last night, because I was tired and went to bed, but it's about plastic in the ocean and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I heard an opposing view to that documentary as well.
Yeah.
Because they were saying that they don't really present both sides of the argument. They don't have the right experts in that documentary. I mean, that's with any documentary.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone watches a documentary, just remember that person who put it together has one point of view.
Exactly. And I feel like in the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of these documentaries have come out with these one-sided views. So.
Yeah, so it's like they can make you believe whatever they want you to believe, presenting only some of the facts, right?
Yeah.
But I still want to watch that.
But it's good. I'm only a quarter of the way through, but it's good. What about yourself?
Okay, I have honestly been watching New Amsterdam a lot. That's an amazing show that you need to watch. It's so good.
New Amsterdam. It's a bit like This Is Us, is it? Is it for the ladies?
No. It's Grey's Anatomy, but way better. Way better, quicker, and faster.
Yeah.
So it's like a medical drama. Highly, highly, highly recommend that. And another one that someone else actually told me to watch is The Bold Type. Nah, I don't think you'll like that one, Rossi or Eddie, but it's definitely a good watch. That's on Netflix.
Yeah. I've been watching This Is Us as well with Liz. It's good.
I know you love it.
Series 3, I'm up to. Series 3.
Eddie, you didn't give it a chance, did you?
Not yet.
I'm telling you, you'll love it. I'm pacing myself.
I still have to catch up with my current shows. I'm actually watching the new season for The Blacklist.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
What's the other one called? Locked Up.
Locked Up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there are some recommendations if you're looking for something to watch this weekend.
Well, she is the queen of online streams. That was like a little rap in it.
That was good.
She's the queen of online streams. The queen of the stream. Pretty that, Malik, ladies and gentlemen.
It also does sound a little bit weird.
Queen of the stream.
Yeah.
Where is your mind, pretty? We're joined by a man who's doing something unbelievable. I met him a couple of months ago when I was doing some work with Adidas. He's a world record holder. He's done some amazing things like running marathons in his back garden.
Yeah.
Running marathons with his baby in his pram and loads of other amazing stuff. He is captain of the Adidas Runners Club. His name is Lee Ryan, world record holder. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
Lee, when I read what you're going to do, I said, get out. There's no chance this is going to happen. Go away. What is this? Is this like an April Fool's joke a little bit too late? What
I wish it was.
Are you doing on the 9th of April?
So I'll be attempting to break a Guinness World Record for running for 24 hours on a treadmill.
Hmm. What?
Yeah.
Now,
I know. I still can't quite believe it even now when I say it.
Now, you said break the record. So that means someone has done this before?
Yeah, there's another crazy person in the world like me, apparently.
This is just insane.
The record stands at the moment at 264.7 kilometers. So I'm looking to edge past that by a number of seconds, a number of meters, because obviously 24 hours is a substantial amount of time. So it's a hard record to break, but as they say, records are there to be broken, so I'll give it a good try.
It's going to be like up and down, isn't it? I mean, one minute you're going to be going a little bit faster than usual, then the next minute you're just going to be tired and you're going to be slower. But when you get towards that 24-hour mark, you know, you've got to get over 264 kilometres. You may have to speed up towards the end. Are you nervous about that?
I am. But it's going to be in a public forum as well. It's going to be in the Adidas store in Dubai Mall.
No pressure.
So it's going to be like a Dubai Zoo exhibit, basically.
Yeah.
Banging on the window and stuff. So, yeah, I do have a strategy. But as we know, on race day and on challenge day, sometimes there could be a few curveballs. I've just got to stay calm because, as I said, 24 hours, I can't run it any quicker.
Yeah.
Time doesn't move any quicker. And as they say, there's nothing slower than a treadmill minute.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, Lee, okay, let's get into the details of this. 24 hours on a treadmill. Obviously, you have a certain number of allotted breaks that you can do, right?
Correct.
So how many breaks are you allowed in that 24-hour period?
Well, from a Guinness World Record perspective, I can do what I feel I want to in those 24 hours.
Oh.
It's entirely up to me. So I have to try and break this record. I have to be on the belt when it's moving, and it has to stop before I step off. But it's entirely up to me how I pace it. I could run it as quick as possible and have a two-hour break and then jump back on.
Okay.
But I know for a fact that can't happen. So my training has structured 5 minutes per hour for toilet breaks or to change some clothes or to take some food on. I will be eating and drinking while I'm running.
Yeah, of course.
That's been a hard lesson to learn.
Wow.
But there will be a flexibility of 5 to 6 minutes per hour. if I'm on track to be able to step off the treadmill and go to the toilet.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So does the adjudicator for the Guinness World Record have to be with you for 24 hours?
He doesn't know. So I'm self-adjudicating. So I've got probably around 100 pieces of evidence that I need to collect to justify that. So they may come down. I'm going to be live on YouTube, live on my Instagram channel. I'll have a team with me taking some data collection down just to cover all the bases to show that there was no ill-mannered
cheating.
And I didn't try and cheat the system, basically, in a nutshell, yes.
Oh my gosh. So not only are you going to be having to eat and drink, you're also having to do videos and stuff like that. So we can follow you on your Instagram page. Okay. And so what time are you going to start and what time are you going to finish then?
So it's starting around 10:30 a.m. on Friday. And obviously it will go through to 24 hours to the following day. People can come down and view it in the Adidas store in Dubai Mall. But obviously just be aware, wear your mask, social distancing and things like that. Down and share some motivation.
Yeah,
and that can only happen when the mall is open. So don't be expect to be banging on the door when the mall's closed. I'll be there on my own with my support team trying to get through the early hours on my own.
Well, that's disappointing. You're not replacing that amazing Skidoo, are you? That's in the front store, the Beyonce Skidoo.
I think it's gone now.
Oh, great! So you've replaced it, have you?
You've replaced Beyonce. Jeez,
it's amazing that store. If you haven't been down there,
it looks so really good. Cool. Well, Lee, listen, we're wishing you all the best. We want to hear from you on Sunday. Okay, we want to know how it all went because this is going to be incredible if you have the legs and the strength that is to talk to us on Sunday. But it's happening tomorrow at the Dubai Mall, and you know what? It's not just to break the Guinness World Record. It's amazing because Lee Ryan is doing this to raise awareness for mental health, which is so cool. I mean, I don't know if you have to run 24 hours on a treadmill to do that, but that's the passion. That's what's behind it. Follow the journey on his Instagram. That's at Lee M. Ryan. And go down to Dubai Mall tomorrow where all the action will be happening.
Yeah, amazing. Support him via his social media and go down in person as well. I'm sure he wants people banging on the window. Thanks, mate.
No problem. Thanks for your time, guys.
Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Bruno Mars was seen at Motor City go-kart track yesterday.
Ooh.
He's the reigning champion on the day, beating out several 8-year-old kids and taking the trophy for the best go-karter. Despite him winning the award, though, staff found it hard to get him off the track as he wanted to continue playing on the go-karts.
I'm so honored. It's a little ironic for me because I genuinely feel like I'm just getting started, so... I don't know where we're going yet, but we're going. Keep up, y'all. Thank you guys so much.
Love you, Bruno. Mariah Carey was shocked and embarrassed after recent footage of her getting a vaccination was released. The footage, as displayed on Pretty Malik's Gossip, shows a high-pitched Mariah receiving her shot. But what it doesn't show is that several people pinned her down, wrapped her up in a cooking sheet.
What?
And displayed her in Times Square.
Listen, guys, they foiled me. Thus, it turned into an opportunity to humiliate me.
Oh, no.
Eventually, I will explain this in greater detail for anyone who cares to hear.
Oh, wow.
They foiled her. They put her in aluminum foil.
Yeah, they did. It's terrible, isn't it? And finally, Chris Fade was extremely happy to see his arch rival Jake Gyllenhaal in L.A. this week. Chris Fade walked into In-N-Out Burger and came across Jake and was generally happy to see him, but the feeling was not reciprocated after Jake was freaked out by Chris's big nose.
Oh my God, what the f***?
Whoa!
Where's that guy? Bring him back. No.
I'm Big Rossi and that was the news before the news.
Oh, it's amazing.
Rossi.
You're doing a great job, Eddie.
Oh, thank you very much.
So
mate.
Good, Eddie.
Thank you.
What's wrong? What is wrong with you? Why are you smiling ear to ear?
I love seeing these phone calls coming in.
What phone calls?
Irene's on the line.
Oh, hi, Irene.
Come on, Irene.
Hi, guys.
What's
How
happening?
Are
How are you?
I am so happy. I have laughed my heart out with the news before the news.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's organic. Everything is flowing. Yeah. You wouldn't tell that Chris is not there. You're doing a great job.
You can't even tell that Chris is not. Oh, this is great. I'm so glad you called us to tell us that. No.
I am glad.
Oh, you're too kind. We're having fun. We are having fun, but obviously we miss Big Nose. But he'll be back. He'll be back, not next week, the week after, but... Yeah, I mean, one day out of the week is good. We have fun one day.
Thursdays are our best days, I feel, Irene, because we're all happy that we made it through.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah. And what are you doing, Irene? What are you doing this morning?
I'm at work. I'm just listening to you while I'm doing my job.
Already? Oh, cool. What do you do?
Yes. I work in reservations.
Okay.
In a hotel.
Oh, no, Irene.
Irene, yes, awesome. You're just the person I want to talk to. Can you say what hotel or no?
I can. It's Crown Plaza in Abu Dhabi.
Crown Plaza, Abu Dhabi, that's a good hotel.
On Yas Island?
No, the other one in the city.
Electra, that one?
Yes.
Oh, that was my old stomping ground. I used to go on the swimming pool area up on the roof, right?
Yes.
And we used to have a party up there. And Heroes, the bar downstairs, is that no longer there?
It's there. It's still there. And we have a new band as well.
You know, interesting fact about Heroes.
Here we go.
I used to live in a caravan in Abu Dhabi, in the tourist club area. Yeah, I used to be the manager of Coliseum Club, right?
Okay.
And
first of all, can we just take a moment? Rossi was the manager of a club.
What?
Yeah, it was so good. It was great. I loved it. And you know, one time, Calvin Harris was playing in Abu Dhabi. I cannot remember the reason why.
Was it the F1?
Maybe, yeah.
I think it was the F1.
I think it might have been. It was just when he was starting out, right?
Okay.
And he got his assistant to call up Heroes Bar, which is where Irene is working, and said, can Calvin Harris come to Heroes? He's got trainers on.
Oh, because he wanted to make sure he could get in.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he actually came.
I think I hadn't joined yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it was many years ago. I used to love being down there in Heroes. It was great. I used to work in the Rival, which was PJ's. But yes, it's good to talk to you, Irene. I hope you're well. And thank you for listening all the way in Abu Dhabi. We love you.
You're most welcome. Love you back.
Bye.
It is the Chris Fates Hour of Power for your Thursday evening with me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Rossi. What's up, guys?
We finally made it to a Thursday. It's very exciting.
I know. I've got no plans for the weekend, though. I need to get something sorted right now. What am I going to do?
Guaranteed by tomorrow, you'll be out and about somewhere, Rossi.
Well, I'm going to go out on the Vespa in the morning with the lads.
And get your coffee... Yeah. Right? You get your coffee.
Go down to Al Circle Avenue, I think.
Yeah.
But I just need to beg Liz. It's not 100% confirmed.
Oh, it's not confirmed. She hasn't decided yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully by the end of this show, she'll say yes.
She'll grant me my wish that I can go out with the lads.
Now, here's the thing. On the show today, we're going to have Lee Ryan. He is going to be running on a treadmill for 24 hours. You heard me correctly.
Yeah.
We're going to speak to him about it. But up next, I know, Rossi, you have been missing Chris a lot lately.
Yes, I have.
This is not heard of. This doesn't happen.
I don't miss him as a person. I just miss, arguing with people.
Okay.
So, that's why
you miss him. Okay, yeah. We'll talk about it more next.
After this on Virgin Radio 104.4. I just realized they've scheduled that song as the first song.
Which one?
The Paradise, Medusa.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we're going into, from this, we're going into the Paradise song.
Okay, so we just say, hey.
We play it again, though.
Just chop it. Just chop it, and we'll do a laugh out of it. Instead of playing the rest of the song, you just chop it.
Okay, cool. Virgin Radio 104.4, this is the Chris Fates Hour of Power.
So, Rossi, you've been missing Chris a lot. And then we'll go into that. Now we come out of the song.
Wow, Rossi.
Guys,
that was masterpiece.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, who needs duvet? I'm going to go solo, I think.
No,
I'm joking. Come back soon, Chris.
All right, it's Virgin Radio.
Lee Ryan is self. Is you just need to do Hour of Power, which you have, right?
Virgin Radio 104.4. It is the Chris Fates Hour of Power.
Pop quiz.
The Chris Fates Hour of Power for your Thursday evening on Virgin Radio 104.4. Tam for the pop quiz.
Gossip.
Do you want to explain the pop, the whatever? Normally you do a liner or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because last week we didn't do that liner. So do the lineup.
We'd go into the intro. Okay. Every single Thursday. No, I do it at the end. I say it at the end. Be like Sandy. Every Thursday we do it. Go to our website.
Okay. Last one was what?
Gossip.
Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show's Hour of Power. Time to check that gossip. Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show's Hour of Power. That's it for your Thursday evening from us.
Rossi, did Liz say yes yet?
I have to plan the weekend. Like, I have to get a plan in place what we're going to do after the scooter ride, so she says yes.
So every Friday, Rossi likes to go out on a Vespa excursion with the boys and get his coffee early in the morning, but he's waiting for the permission from Liz to do so. So Liz is telling you if you plan the rest of the day, you can go out.
Yeah, she says she needs something to look forward to, so she doesn't want to be waiting around in the house all day. So I need a plan in place, kids.
Oh, gosh, planning is really your forte.
This is, excuse me, miss. Outdoor brunch I need. That's what I need, yes.
Okay, good luck, Rossi.
Right.
You'll be okay. Have the best weekend
so
ever.
Stressful, pretty.
I know.
We'll catch you later. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.